Park, getting set for Game 1 of this six-game set between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It was a tough post-All-Star break three-game set for your Blue Jays, dropping all three in Bradenton to the Marauders, now dropping to 6-12 in this second half of this Florida State League season. As we take a look at the quick standings update for the Florida State League second half season, we'll start in the East as always. The Daytona Tortugas lead that division by two games. They're 9-7. As I said, two games up on the Jupiter Hammerheads, currently at 8-10. In third are the St. Lucie Mets. They're 6-12. And in last are the Palm Beach Cardinals at 3-13, but they have already locked up their postseason spot. And in the West, the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers are tied for the lead in this West division, both at 13-5. Clearwater's already clinched, so that means Bradenton is now in that first spot for the final playoff spot in this 2023 season. Lakeland, they're in third. They are 12-6, a game back. Then Tampa, the Tarpons, they're 10-8 in fourth place, three games back of first. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are in fifth. They're 8-10, five games back, and then your Blue Jays in last at 6-12. Moving on to tonight, Eleander Acalde is on the bump for your Blue Jays this evening, making his 12th start and 15th total appearance for Dunedin this year. On the season, he's 2-5 with a 5.47 ERA through 51 total innings of work. He didn't get a start in the Bradenton series, but his last time out against Tampa, he went just two innings, giving up one hit but three runs all earned. And a quick update on the roster. Three roster moves to make note of. Adrian Pinto was placed on the 7-day IL, retroactive to 7-15, July 15th. Outfielder Dylan Rock is here on rehab assignment from AA New Hampshire. He's in the starting lineup tonight. And Ryan McCarty has been transferred to the High A Vancouver Canadiens. Someone we'll miss here in Dunedin. Congratulations to him, and we wish him the best of luck going forward. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. Eleander Acalde is on the bump warming up. We'll be back in about a minute or so for first pitch. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're live here at TD Ballpark getting set for Game 1 of this six-game set between the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Eleander Acalde on the pump for your Blue Jays here today, making his 12th start and 15th overall appearance for Dunedin. The righty glove to the face. Looking in, starts his windup, kicks, and fires. First pitch, that one lifted high up in the infield, left side. Toman can't see it over at third. Now he sees it over towards the Lakeland Flying Tigers dugout. And who caught it? Someone did. I think it's Toman. It is Toman. Toman had Manuel Beltre backing him up in case he couldn't see it. They both went after it, but it fell in Toman's glove for out number one. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Angel Del Rosario in left, Jaden Rudd in center. And J.C. Masson in right field. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Toman at third. Manuel Beltre at short, Raquel DeCastro at second base, and Glenn Santiago at first with Nick Deschamps behind the dish. Out of the windup, first pitch to Luke Gold is high and outside. Taken for a ball, 1-0 to start off today's second baseman. Batting .281 on the year, six home runs and 32 RBIs. Acalde, the 1-0. That one in there, called strike. That'll even it up 1-1. This is an all ABS game. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays of these six game sets are all called by the ABS system. Cut and a miss there on that 92 mile an hour heater. 1-2, Luke Golden out down in the count. Not a lot of wind here at TD Ballpark, but it was blowing out a little bit towards center field the last I saw. 89 degrees, a warm one here. That one lifted towards center. Right there is Jaden Rudd. A couple steps in, he'll settle, make the grab, and that'll be two up, two down. That'll bring up Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman for Lakeland. Batting 307 so far this season, a home run and 28 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup. Acalde starts that windup. Kicks, fires. That's a ground ball right side. It's going to kick a little bit to the right of the first base bag, and it'll start Jenkins off 0-1. Two quick outs by Eliander Acalde to start off this ballgame. Just six pitches so far. 19-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela. The 0-1 pitch by him. That one just a bit up high. 1-1 now the count. Acalde started the year off very strong, pitching to a 3.07 ERA through 14 2/3. And since then, it's been a little bit of a rougher stretch for him, but his last two starts combined seven innings of work, just the three earned runs. That one upstairs for a ball 2-1. Out of the windup, Acalde. Kick steals the 2-1 pitch. That one fouled back and to the right, up and out of play. That'll square up the count now 2-2. Acalde a pitch away from a 1-2-3 first inning. Jenkins digs in. Playing in his 37th game of the year for Lakeland. Out of the windup, Acalde. Kick steals the 2-2. That one upstairs. It'll move full. Full count, two down, nobody on here, top half of this first inning. Blue Jays wearing their blue jerseys, white pants. Lakeland, dark blue jerseys, gray pants. The righty kicks, deals, 3-2, payoff pitch, ground ball over towards short. Picked up by Beltre, throw across is in time for the out, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3, go the Flying Tigers. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it here right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. DK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Shawty messing with a bro now, I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out, from the front to the back, hip hop or the hold down. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady and this, I'm the go now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. Tucker Toman's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Top third in the order, Toman, Beltre, and the minor league rehabber Dylan Rock. I'll do up to face Edgardo Ibarra. Lefty out of also Valencia, Venezuela. Both starting pitchers from Valencia, Venezuela here today. Out of the windup, the lefty. First pitch he throws. Check swing. Did he go around? He did. 0-1 to start off Tucker Toman. Toman on the year playing in his 75th game. A .225 batting average with five home runs. And he checks the swing of that one. He did not go around that time. One and one, the count to start him off. Ibarra making his ninth start of this year, 10th overall appearance. That one low, taken for a ball by Toman. 2-1 the count. 0-2 so far this season through 29 2/3 innings of work, a 4.85 ERA. We saw him back on June the 15th. The lefty kicks deals out of the windup. That one in there for a strike. That'll even the count right back up now, 2-2 to Toman. In that start on June 15th, he went 4 innings of shutout baseball, gave up just 1 hit, 3 walks, and 2 Ks. Going only the 4 innings, did not qualify for the win. But it was a very good start by him. 2-2, that one lifted towards right. Medium depth. Out there is Jose De La Cruz. He'll see that into his mitt, and that'll be out number one. One up, one down. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in for the first time. Beltre's been a mainstay in the 2-3 spot in the order all season long, batting 249 this year, playing in the 60th game. First pitch, cut and a miss on that fastball. Actually, a foul tip, and it's 0-1. 249 average, 4 home runs, 27 RBIs. He's now second on the active team lead, as Ryan McCarty, who was first, has been transferred to High A Vancouver. So Tucker Toman now the home run leader on this team. Manuel Beltre just one behind him. The 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Righty-lefty matchup. Four righties, four lefties, and a switch hitter in this 9-man lineup for the Blue Jays. Time call to the plate by Toman. He'll take it in, rather, Beltre. He'll take an extra couple seconds. Lefty kicks deals. That one low and outside. Two balls, two strikes to Beltre. Count all squared up. Bases empty, one away. And the 2-2 pitch. That one lined up the middle. That's going to fall for the game's first hit. Manuel Beltre getting his first knock of the night and his first attempt. One on, one away now for Dylan Rock.
Designated hitter, number one, Dylan Rock.
Dylan Rock here on rehab assignment from AA New Hampshire. Playing in his fourth game of this rehab assignment. The first three were all at the complex league level. 2 of 9 so far since trying to come back from injury. That first pitch taken up and in for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. So far this year for AA New Hampshire before he got injured, 21 games played, a .293 average with 4 home runs. Last year he spent all of his time as a professional here in Dunedin. Lefty kicks fires. That one inside as well, 2-0. After being drafted in the 8th round out of Texas A&M, Rudd spent all of the second half of last season here with the Blue Jays. 21 games, a .213 average with a home run and 7 RBIs. That one inside almost hit him. He leans back, and it's 3-0. Beltre over there at first base, taking his lead. 10 stolen bags on 11 attempts. He is a threat to potentially take off, but with a lefty on the mound. Now move over to first. It's like Ibarra could hear what I was saying. 3-0 still the count. First disengagement for the lefty. Three balls, no strikes. We'll see if Dylan Rocks got the green light here. 3-0. The pitch? He did not, and it's called a strike on the inside corner. Roque Salinas, tonight's right fielder. Waiting on deck. There was a lineup change, I assume a last-minute scratch. Angel Del Rosario is now batting 9th for the Blue Jays in place of J.C. Masson. That one low. Ball 4. Dylan Rock draws the walk. That'll bring up Roque with runners on 1st and 2nd and only one away.
Right fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas playing in his 65th game of the year. On the season, batting .212, a home run, and 26 RBIs. Bit of a drop-off from last year where he batted 277. But so far in this month of July, he's definitely gotten back into form. A 278 batting average so far this month with a 372 OBP. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He did. Couldn't stop the bat in time. It's 0-1 of that pitch in the dirt. Lefty-lefty matchup. The first of the night for Ibarra. He kicks, fires. That one, a curveball. Top of the zone. Roque went after it, and it's 0-2. Just fouled it back into the top of the screen. No balls, two strikes. Glenn Santiago waiting on deck. Runners on first and second, one away here, bottom half of the first inning. The Blue Jays with the first real chance to draw first blood. Now the 0-2. Fouled off. Roque fights that off, stays alive. Count stays 0-2 here to Salinas. As I mentioned, with the 278 average so far this month, along with four RBIs, a double and a triple. Now move back over to second. Beltre's back in time. First disengagement that time by Ibarra. Still almost no wind here at TD Ballpark. Looking over into right center field past WestJet where the American and Canadian flags stand. They're barely moving. That one a chopper right side. Only going to be one if they can get it. Picked up, throw to first in time. The 4-3 put out. Both runners advance into scoring position. And that'll bring up Glenn Santiago. Roque rolls over. Luke Gold with the pickup, throw to first. That's two down, and oh, what happened here? Beltre's coming in to score on umpire ruling. I'm not sure if someone didn't wait for time to be called before getting rid of the baseball. That's exactly what happened. We saw that happen a couple weeks ago with Clearwater here, where their pitcher in the ninth inning threw a ball away. While it was raining pretty hard, trying to get a new baseball, but never asked for time, and that's exactly what just happened. So it's going to go down as an E1, I'm assuming, on Ibarra. That'll bring in a run. So the Blue Jays do draw first blood in a very odd way. First pitch to Glenn, caught at and missed on the fastball, 0-1 to start him off. Something you very rarely see in something that's even rarer called. I usually give the pitcher the benefit of the doubt on that kind of situation. That one lifted down the line and right. Out there is Jose De La Cruz in the warning track, and that falls on the warning track. He let that fall right in front of him. I don't think that hit the netting. I think Glenn Santiago just got away with one, and Ibarra is looking out there to see what happened. That's a missed opportunity, but an 0-2 count to Santiago. Two down with a runner at third. 1-0 lead for Dunedin. The lefty out of the stretch kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Popped down the third baseline off the body of Archer Brookman, the catcher. Count will move to 1-2. Runner 90 feet away. A run already in for the Blue Jays. 1-0 here, bottom half of the first inning. Ibarra comes set. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Glenn. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays draw first blood on the E1 with nothing really going on. They take a 1-0 lead. We'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark. 1-0, Blue Jays in front.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. I got my peaches out in.
sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for, nights alone that we miss more, and days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Aleander called a back out for a second inning worth of work. 4-5-6 hitters due up. De La Cruz, Rothenberg, and Bastidas. First pitch, line shot, bounced right in front of Manuel Beltre. It shortened off the heel of his glove into left field for a leadoff single. I think the sun got in Manny's eyes a little bit more than was required for him to make that play. Popped off his glove as he went to ground. That'll be a leadoff single. One on, nobody out now for Mike Rothenberg on the year, batting 255, six home runs, and 29 RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup out of the stretch. Acalde for the first time. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Rothenberg. Rothenberg, the switch hitter, one of two switch hitters in this lineup. The next one is waiting on deck, Abel Bastidas. The rest of the lineup are all righties for Lakeland. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Nick Deschamp. And they put a strike on the board. I didn't see a signal there by the home plate umpire. 0-2, the count moves. I'm not sure if he went around. Well, the count stays at 0-2, no correction. One on, nobody out. Acalde. The 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Rothenberg. First strikeout of the night for Acalde. That'll be out number one in the inning.
Third baseman, number 39, Abel Bastidas.
Now Abel Bastidas. Another switch hitter batting from the left side here against Acalde. Like I said, two switch hitters as that one's lifted towards left. Angel Del Rosario backpedaling, turns, makes the grab. That'll be out number two. That ball kept carrying on Angel a little bit. Had to reach up a little higher than he would have liked to make the grab, but he came down with it.
Catcher, number 32, Archer.
Now two down for Archer Brookman. Looking at the roster for Lakeland, they don't have a left-handed hitter at all. They have three switch hitters, and one is on the development list. So we're going to see a lot of righty-on-righty action, I'm sure, by this Blue Jays bullpen for the rest of this series, barring any late roster moves in this series by the Flying Tigers. First pitch to Archer Brookman, taking off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. The catcher batting 224, a home run, and 11 RBIs. Runner still at first base. The 1-0, that one at the knees. Fastball in there for a strike, 1-1. Jose De La Cruz over there at first base. He's attempted four steals. He's only been successful once. The 1-1, that one in the dirt, kept in front. Now he's going. Throw down to second by Deschamps, and that's going to get there. Waiting for the sign, and there it is. The signal made by the umpire on the base is down. Go the Flying Tigers in this inning. De La Cruz trying to swipe second after that blocked pitch in the dirt by Deschamps. A strong enough throw to get him at the second base bag, and that'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 1-0, Blue Jays lead.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jaden Rudd is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 6-7-8 hitters due up. Rudd, DeCastro, and Deschamps. Edgardo Ibarra, after giving up a run on an error in that first inning, back out for his second. First pitch fouled back and to the left by Rudd. It's 0-1. Jaden on the year batting .215, two home runs, and 27 RBIs. Lefty-lefty matchup. That one missed. Did he go around? He did not. That'll even up the count, a ball and a strike. Ibarra shakes off the first sign he gets from Archer Brookman. Now he kicks and fires. That one cut at and missed. Oh, rather, 1-2. The count to Rudd. Jaden, the 20-year-old, born on Royal Air Force Base Lakenheath in the U.K., played for Great Britain in the WBC. Did he go around? And they say he did. So he goes down swinging on a check swing attempt. That'll be one up, one down. Second strikeout for Ibarra. That'll bring up Raquel DeCastro, today's second baseman. First pitch, lifted right side. That's going to hook up and out of play. 0-1 to start off DeCastro, batting .183 on the year, a home run and 10 RBIs. Nick Deschamps, the catcher on deck. The 0-1, that one off the plate outside, evens it up 1-1. DeCastro. Third pitch, that one missed low and in. Two balls and a strike now to the second baseman. Nobody on, one away here in this bottom half of the second inning. A 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. 2-1 pitch, that one inside. Moves the feet of DeCastro, and now it's 3-1. Raquel been playing in his 34th game of the year. Started the year off on the Blue Jays roster. Got sent to extended spring. About a month in. That one cut at and missed. That'll work the count full. Three balls, two strikes, and time called by DeCastro. Raquelman digs back in. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Full count pitch. Ground ball, left side. Backhanded by the shortstop. Christian Santana, throw to first is in time for the out, and that's two down. Two up, two down. Now Nicholas Deschamps stepping in for the first time, batting in the 8 hole. .160 batting average, 3 home runs, and 14 RBIs. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Starts off Deschamps 0-1. His OBP is 188 points higher at .348 than his batting average. Does take a lot of walks. That one in there. Now he's down 0-2. Time called at the plate by Deschamps. Lefty-lefty matchup. That one low and outside. Good take that time by Deshaun, not chasing after that low and outside pitch. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Deshaun. A 1-2-3 bounce back inning for Edgardo Ibarra. Two Ks. We'll head to the top of the third here at TD Ballpark. Still 1-0. Blue Jays lead. We're back here, top of the third. Archer Brookman, the catcher, is going to lead things off. He was at the plate when Jose De La Cruz was caught trying to swipe second after a blocked pitch by Nick Deshaun. Had a 1-2-1 count at the time, and now he'll restart with a fresh count. First pitch, that one inside for a ball, 1-0 to start off Brookman. Acalde back out for his third inning worth of work. The righty out of the windup. That one catches the outside corner and evens it up 1-1. Brookman batting .224 on the year. A home run, 11 RBIs. Acalde kicks deals. That one drops in there. Breaking ball inside part of the zone, and it's 1-2. Acalde dealing so far just the one hit. And he was out on the base pass. Now the 1-2 pitch, that one, low and inside. He bounced one. Squares up the count at 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bases empty, nobody out. A 1-0 ball game, Blue Jays in front. Acalde still working out of the windup, the 2-2. And checking his swing, did he go around? Brookman did not. Now full count to the first batter of the inning for Acalde. Three balls, 2 strikes. And the full count pitch. That one low. Leadoff walk. First of the day issued by Acalde. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out now for Manuel Sequeira.
Left fielder, number 15, Manuel Sequeira.
Sequeira, the left fielder, batting .225 on the year. Couple home runs and 16 RBIs. One on, nobody out. Now move over by Acalde. Close one, but back in time was Archer Brookman. Acalde's got a heck of a pickoff move. Brookman will have to be careful over there. First pitch by Acalde. That one lifted up towards shallow center. Charging in is Jaden Rudd. He'll settle and make the grab for out number one. One on, one away for Christian Santana, the shortstop. Batting in the 9-hole, first time up tonight. Santana threw 57 games played, just a 135 batting average. But he does have 4 home runs and 14 RBIs. First pitch, that one inside for a ball, 1-0. 4 of his 24 hits have been for home runs, and 5 of the remaining 20 have been doubles. So 9 of his 24 hits have been for extra bases. When he can get to the ball, he puts a charge into it. The 1-0, up and in, now a 2-0 count. He's also walked 49 times compared to 69 strikeouts, getting that batting average, that's at 135, to a much more efficient 342 OBP. That one inside as well, 3-0. He's in a good position to draw his 50th walk of the year. 3 balls, no strikes. A call day comes set. Righty kicks, fires, that one low outside corner. Called a strike that time. Santana thought it was going to be ball 4, went to toss his bat. But he'll have to stay in the box. 30 pitches on the day for a call day, 17 in the zone, 13 for balls. And the 3-1. That one lifted a mile up in the air, but well foul. Off the bat at 94.4 with a launch angle of probably about 80. Three and two. Time call to the plate by Santana. Takes the helmet off, readjusts the batting gloves, picks the bat back up, and digs back in. One on, one away, a full count. And the 3-2. That one in the dirt, low and outside. It's going to be ball 4, back-to-back walks. Rather, 2 walks, sandwiching a flyout to center field. So runners on first and second. Now top of the order coming back up.
Center fielder, number 22, J.D. McLaughlin.
J.D. McLaughlin swung on the first pitch he saw, first pitch of the day. Lifted into foul territory where it was caught by Tucker Toman. It was almost simultaneously caught by Manuel Beltre for out number 1 of this ball game here tonight. Runners on first and second, one away. First real chance for Lakeland here this evening. First pitch, line towards left. That could do it. Picked up out there, and they're going to stop the runner at third. Angel Del Rosario fires a bullet back to the plate. It's cut off before he could get to Deshaun Paella and Ricalde. So the base hit by McLaughlin can't bring in the run. Bases will be loaded with one out for Luke Gold, the second baseman. Second hit of the night for Lakeland belongs to McLaughlin. Now Gold up for the second time. 0-for-1, he flew out to center and is only at bat, batting 280 on the year with 6 home runs and 32 RBIs. He's got a chance to extend that record. That one popped back up and out of play. 0-1 to start it up. Middle infield still playing in double play depth with Beltre quite a bit away from that second base bag. They're anticipating a pull by the right-handed hitter. The 0-1, that one lifted towards right center. That could be trouble. That will be trouble. Bounces, one hops to the base of the wall. One run comes in. 2 runs come in. They're waving around the third, and there's not going to be a throw. A base is clearing double for Luke Gold. RBIs 33, 34, and 35 of the year. And Lakeland takes a 3-1 lead here in the third inning. 12th double of the year for Gold. Comes with the bases loaded. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. Going to go try and calm down Eliander Ricalde. 2 walks, a single, loaded up the bases. Then the extra base hit by Luke Gold has Lakeland out in front. Reardon, Deschamps, and the entirety of the Blue Jays infield out talking with Eliander Ricalde, trying to make sure they're all on the same page. Reardon heads back to the dugout, and everybody back to their defensive positions. It'll be Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman, batting 305. Grounded at the short to end the first inning. 0-for-1 on the day. Righty-righty matchup of Calday. Still working out of that stretch. Comes set. Kicks, fires. That one fouled off back into the right. 0-1 to start him off. No action in the Blue Jays' pen just yet. Calday still with a pretty low pitch count, just 36. After two extremely efficient innings to start off his day, running into some trouble now. That one lifted to right. Roque Salinas charging in. Now the runner goes towards third. It's going to be cut off by Beltre. Not sure it had the speed to get to third in time. But out on the flyout to right is Andrew Jenkins. Now Jose De La Cruz with a runner 90 feet closer here at third base. Now two down. Two down, a runner 90 feet away. Another righty-righty matchup. Calday kicks, fires, first pitch. That one bounces off the knee pad of Deschamps and staying right there at third. He could have easily scored. Luke Gold didn't get a good read. Looked like he might have been caught between two minds if he would have all out sprinted once that ball got away from Deschamps. There's no question he would have been safe. One-o count to start off De La Cruz. First pitch, rather second pitch, off the end of the bat, ground ball over to Santiago at first, picked up and steps on the bag, and that will end the inning. But a 3-RBI double by Luke Gold puts the Flying Tigers in front, 3-1 as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Angel Del Rosario will lead things off for the Blue Jays. 9-1-2 due up. Del Rosario, Toman, and Beltre. First pitch taken down low for a ball. 0-1 to start off Del Rosario. Delro not originally in this starting lineup, a late addition, as J.C. Massone was a scratch about 10 minutes prior to the ballgame. 2-0 is that one's also inside. Lefty-righty matchup. That one low outside. Can't catch the zone. Now a 3-0 count to Delro. Batting 225 on the year. 3 home runs and 17 RBIs. Out of the windup, Ibarra kicks, deals. That one inside and a little bit low, it seemed. 4-pitch walk to start off the inning by Ibarra. That'll put Delrow and a ton of speed over there on the base paths.
Third baseman, number 35, Tucker Thoman.
Now Tucker Thoman batting from the right side again against the lefty. See how aggressive the Blue Jays want to be with a lefty on the mound. Delrow with a ton of speed over there at first base. First pitch, that one lifted back. That'll come out of play. 0-1 to start off Thoman. He flew out to right field and is only at bat. Del Rosario on the year, 16 of 22 attempting to steal. The 0-1 started going now. Stopped, and it was off the plate outside, well outside, reaching far out there across his body was Archer Brookman. Now a 1-1 count. Delrow trying to get the timing right on the delivery of Ibarra. Comes set, and a move over to first, back in time with a head first dive. First disengagement by the lefty, and it's 1-1. Thoman at the plate, Beltre on deck. The 1-1, there goes Delrow. Low and inside, throw by Brookman. It's a good one, they got him. Delrow shaking his head. Really close play, but I do think it was good enough to get him. Ball was caught with the glove, it looked like, on the left hip of Del Rosario. So an easy tag applied by Luke Gold. Del Rosario caught ceiling for the seventh time this year. A 2-1 count to Thoman. Now base is empty, one away. Ibarra kicks, fires. Lifted in the air to center, medium depth. Right there is McLaughlin. Moved a step to his right, now half a step back. Makes the grab, and that's two down. Two up, two down now for Manuel Beltre. He's got the only hit of the night for the Blue Jays so far. Single into center field. He also has the only run. First pitch, that one inside, gets Beltre over to the ground. Trying to get out of the way of that one. Out of the windup, Ibarra, the 1-0. In the air towards shallow right center. Out there is Luke Gold calling everybody off. The second baseman makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Leadoff walk, then a caught stealing, and back-to-back flyouts as the Blue Jays go down in order. We'll head to the top of the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Lakeland leads.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window, let's end this like we should and say we're good.
We're back here, top of the fourth here at TD Ballpark, 3-1 lead, Lakeland on top. Leander Acalde back out for his fourth inning. He gave up three runs in the top half of the last one. Looking to settle back down. back to his first and second inning form. First pitch to Mike Rothenberg, fastball high and outside, taken for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Rothenberg struck out swinging on just three pitches, his only time up. 0-1 on the day. And he rips that one to right. Turning over there is Roque Salinas, and that one's gone. Not a lot of doubt on that one. 103.3 off the bat. A solo shot, and that increases Lakeland's lead out to 3. Seventh home run of the year, 30th RBI. 4-1, Flying Tigers now extending their run to their lead to 3. Base is empty, nobody out. Out of the windup. First pitch to Abel Bastidas. That one bounced in front of the plate and right on the line of the left-handed batter's box. 1-0. Acalde is going to have to shake that off and try and keep going. That one in the hands, fouled off left side. Now 1-1 count. Ball and a strike. Second switch hitter in a row for Lakeland. As I said, the rest are all righties. That one fouled down into the right to the Blue Jays on deck circle. 1-2 the count now to Bastidas. 0-1, he flew out to left field. That was with a runner on and one away. He was the second out. Ended up being the last official batter of the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Outside breaking ball there by Acalde. Got him out in front, and that'll be out number one.
Catcher, number
just the second strikeout of the night for Eliander Acalde. One away here for the catcher, Archer Brookman. He walked his only time up, came around and scored the tying run on that three-run double by Luke Gold. Now out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there outside corner. No balls, a strike. Calde kicks, deals. That one up and inside. Evens it up 1-1. The Blue Jays have only managed one hit. Lakeland now 4. Two of them came in the last inning. One of them on the solo shot here. That one at the knees, called a strike. Nice slider there at the knees by Calde. Now 1-2 the count to Brookman. One ball, two strikes. Acalde shakes off the first sign by Deschamps. Now starts the windup, the 1-2 pitch. That one in the dirt. Yank the slider in front of the plate. Evens up the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one just off the plate. Fastball missed the zone by no more than an inch or two. That'll run the count full. 3-2 now. And the full count pitch. That one low and outside. He lost him. Adam 1-2, three straight balls has Brookman jogging over to first for the second time tonight. Second walk, he's drawn. Now Manuel Sequeira. Looking around the Florida State League here early on. Everybody except for St. Lucie and Palm Beach are in the fourth inning or earlier. Now move over to first and back in time is Brookman. St. Lucie and Palm Beach, 7-7 ball game. Palm Beach. In the bottom half of the ninth, they have bases loaded, one out, and it's been suspended. That one inside. 1-0 to start off Sequeira. So the Cardinals in prime position try and win that ball game. They're going to finish that game up tomorrow. Right Righty kicks fires. That one upstairs. 2-0. That's going to draw Nick DeShum out from behind the plate onto the mound to go and talk with Acalde. Manuel Beltre and Tucker Thoman are going to join them. Elsewhere around the league, not too far from here, at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Tampa with a 2-1 lead over the Threshers. And then down south, back where we just were, it's 1-1 between Fort Myers and Bradenton. Middle of the fourth there. Meeting on the mound, lasting a little bit too long. And now it's broken up by the home plate umpire. Everybody scatters. Nick DeShum headed back to behind the plate. One on, one away. A 2-0 count to Manuel Sequeira. Acalde kicks, fires, that one lifted. A little bloop shot towards right center. Coming in is Roque, and he dives, makes the grab. Nice play by Roque Salinas, laying out for the ball. Makes the grab, and that's two down. A really nice play out there in right field by Roque.
Now batting, number 13, Christian Santana.
Roque has proven to be a pretty good defender out there this year. All of his starts have been either DH or in the outfield. He's even been tried out in center field and has managed that pretty well. That one ripped left side. That's going to hook foul. Bounces on the railing right above the tarp and back out into left field. 104 off the bat that time by Santana. He was early on it, though. He walked and scored his only time up. Runner on first, an 0-1 count, two down here in this top of the fourth. Acalde comes set. The 0-1. That one lone outside. Evens up the count, a ball and a strike. Brookman still over there at first base. The 1-1, that one, what'd that go off of? They're saying that went off the elbow. That didn't get the normal reaction of a hit-by-pitch by Christian Santana. Wasn't sure if that was the elbow or off the knob of the bat, but there's not a lot of argument from the Blue Jays dugout. So I'll take Connor Crowell's word on that. But Santana didn't look like that went off the elbow. Hit batter by Eleander Acalde. That moves runners to first and second. Now two down for J.D. McLaughlin. Back up to the top of the order. Fourth free pass. First hit by pitch. Now McLaughlin up for the third time. One for two with a single and a run scored. Acalde looking towards second, now turns, kicks, fires. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball. Still nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' bullpen. Acalde approaching 60 pitches on the night. The 1-0, that one inside corner. Fastball at 89, evens it up 1-1. One ball, one strike. Acalde taking his time. Now he comes set. Two on the clock. Kicks, fires with one. That one lifted right side. In on the hands and fouled off. That's going to get into the stands. And it'll make it 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Acalde, a pitch away from getting out of here with minimal damage. Solo shot to start it off. Fouled off again that time by McLaughlin. And Acalde will have to throw another one. One and two with McLaughlin back in, digging into the box. Called it, shakes off the first two. Now two on the clock and time called. Nick Deschamps keeping an eye on that pitch clock. Called time himself. That'll count as a disengagement for Acalde. Now the righty comes set. And the 1-2. Fouled off again. McLaughlin. Third straight foul ball to a similar area of the park. You'll see another. One ball, two strikes, two down with runners at first and second. The pitch again. Ground ball, foul left side. McLaughlin fighting off four in a row. Now Manuel Beltre is going to have to run from his position at short, go out and retrieve that foul ball. Throws it up and into the stands, and we'll wait for him to get back to short. A ball and two strikes, four straight foul balls by McLaughlin. Acalde sets. Kicks and fires. Upstairs, 2-2. Fastball at 92 that time by Acalde. Reared back and couldn't locate it. Highest velo fastball of the inning by Acalde. Now looks towards second, kicks the 2-2 pitch. Foul tip in and out of the mitt of Deschamps. So McLaughlin again stays alive, getting just a piece of that ball. Acalde. He's throwing everything he's got at McLaughlin. Still can't get him out. Now the 2-2. That one low. Great take by McLaughlin. Fastball just below, rather, slider just below the zone. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Acalde comes set. Payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball. Couldn't get a connection on that one. McLaughlin, after fighting off a bunch, finally goes down swinging, and that ends the inning. Acalde strands runners at first and second, but the leadoff solo shot by Mike Rothenberg gives Lakeland a three-run advantage, now 4-1 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom of the fourth, Dylan Rock, the minor league rehabber, the DH, leading things off for Dunedin here in this fourth inning. 4-1 lead for Lakeland. Edgardo Ibarra back out, first fourth inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the lefty kick steals first pitch to Rock, taking off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. Rock drew a walk in his first and only plate appearance, made it all the way to third before the inning ended. The 1-0, foul tip, that went off the mask of the catcher, Archer Brookman, and back to the screen. Connor Crowell taking a couple seconds walking in front of the plate before tossing a bar of the ball, giving Brookman an extra couple seconds. The 1-1. That one way above the zone. Ibarra couldn't get all the way around on that curveball. 2-1 the count to Rock. Wind blowing slightly now to left field. 2-1 pitch. That one off the plate. 3-1 for the second straight time to Dylan Rock. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. That one low. Bounce behind the plate. Second consecutive walk drawn by Dylan Rock. The Blue Jays will start the inning with a runner on first. Now Roque Salinas stepping in for the second time tonight. Fourth base runner of the night for the Blue Jays. Still only the one hit. Three free passes. All walks issued by Ibarra. Now a lefty-lefty matchup. Ibarra working out of the stretch. Kicks fires first pitch to Roque. That one inside. One and zero to start off. Roque grounded out to second and is only at bat so far. The 1-0. That one hits Roque. Running fastball went off the middle of the back. So Roque gets a free pass, but he still ends up paying a bit of a price on it. He'll take first base. That moves Dylan Rock over to second. Now Glenn Santiago. Runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in this bottom half of the fourth. A good chance for the Blue Jays to cut into the deficit. Lefty-righty matchup. Ibarra checks second. Comes set, kicks, fires. That one inside, almost hit Glenn. Now the 1-0. Ground ball. It's off the glove of Ibarra. That's going to go into no man's land, and nobody's going to be out. An infield single. Ibarra tried to reach out and snag that ball off the hop, but it popped off the heel of his mitt and over towards third. And nobody was there to pick it up. That's going to put runners all over the place for the Blue Jays. Now a mound visit for Lakeland. Pitching coach Nick Green headed out to talk to Ibarra, and the entire Lakeland infield will join him on the mound. It'll be Jaden Rudd with the bases full of birds. Nobody out, a huge chance for the Blue Jays here. Now everybody leaving the mound before Connor Crowell can break up the meeting. That's just the second hit of the night for the Blue Jays. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the second time. He struck out swinging his only time up. Lefty-lefty matchup. Out of the stretch. Ibarra kicks, fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Fastball on the outer. Third 0-1 to start off Jaden. Ibarra, the 0-1. That one gets behind Brookman. Everybody's going to move up. The Blue Jays put a run on the board. That puts the potential tying run here in this fourth inning in scoring position. Wild pitch by Ibarra. Losing a bit of his command here in this inning. Now 1-1. The infield's still not in for Lakeland. Normal depth. Shifted over to the right side a little bit here against the lefty. 1-1 the count to Rudd. That one, low and outside, now a 2-1 count. Roque on third, Glenn Santiago on second. 2-1 count, nobody out. Now the 2-1 pitch. Checking his swing, it's in there. Right on the outside corner. Fastball of Ibarra has a little bit of arm side run. It started off a little off the plate, came back in. Rudd already decided he wasn't going to try and go all the way around. 2-2 the count. That one gets behind Brookman. Bounces it again. Another run comes in to score, and Santiago moves over to third. Two wild pitches, and Jaden's walking over to third. Yeah, I didn't think so. Connor Crowell is pointing over to Jaden Rudd. That was only going to be a full count. Jaden thought it was going to be ball four. He forgot the count. Now he's coming back to the plate. Raquelvin started walking up to the dish, and Connor Crowell immediately figured out what was going on. So Jaden, who had taken off his leg protector and now his hand guard, has to put him back on and dig back in for the 3-2 pitch. Lefty kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Rudd, who thought he drew the walk, ends up going down swinging. Reached out after that fastball that was off the plate, and that'll be one away. Fourth strikeout of the day for Edgardo Ibarra. Now the infield all the way in for Lakeland. First pitch to Raquel Castro, low and inside. That one scooped by Brookman. Almost a third wild pitch to score all three runners. Now the 1-0. That one lifted. That's going to get out of play right side, 1-1. DeCastro grounded out to short his only time up. 0-for-1. He's got a chance to bring in the tying run. Now the 1-1. That one lifted left side. That's going to go into the netting in foul territory, and it's 1-2. Upwards hack there by DeCastro. Didn't get the barrel on it. It was also way out in front. 1-2 the count to Raquelvin. And the pitch. That one in there, outside corner. Down looking goes to Castro. Has some words for Connor Crowell, but it's not really up to him. It's ABS. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps, and the infield will go back to their normal depth. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ibarra. Glenn Santiago still over there at third base. First pitch to Nick Deschamps, fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Deschamps struck out swinging on his only at-bat so far, 0-for-1. Lefty kicks, fires, that one up and out. One and one the count. Angel Del Rosario in the 9-hole waiting on deck. The 1-1. That one dropped in there. Nice breaking ball outside corner. Now Deschamps in a hole, 1-2. Now there's a lefty warming up in the pen for Lakeland, rather. So used to saying Bradenton these last few days. That one lone outside kept in front by Brookman. Evens it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes to Shum. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays score two. They leave the tying runner on third, but they bring it to within one. 4-3 on two wild pitches by Ibarra. We'll head to the top of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. One run ball game, 4-3 Lakeland leads.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 40, Yandri Rojas. He enters this game in relief of Eleander Acalde, who went four innings, giving up four runs on four hits. That one, first pitch by Rojas, taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Luke Gold. Luke Gold, that 3 RBI double in his last at-bat, 1-for-2. Righty-righty matchup, that one in there for a strike. Yandri on for the seventh time for Dunedin this year, sixth in relief, 17 and two-thirds innings worth of work so far this year with a 7.64 ERA. Recently off the IL, that one fouled back, up and out of play. Now a 1-2 count to Luke Gold. Yandri, his third appearance since coming off the IL. He's gone three at least in each of the first two, so expect to see him for a little bit. Caught and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball above the zone. Got Luke Gold to chase. That's one up, one down. First K for Yandri. Now Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman. All three righties due up in this half inning to face Yandri. First pitch, that one missed. Looked all right to me. 1-0, ABS didn't like it apparently. Yandri out of the stretch. Kicks, fires the 1-0. Slider, that one softly lined right side, but it hooks foul. 1-1 the count. Jenkins 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly out so far tonight. Yandri's last time out was against Tampa. We haven't seen him since July 8th, 10 days ago. The 1-1, that one inside. Did he go around? He didn't. Andrew Jenkins able to check his swing. It's 2-1. 95 that time by Yandri. Fastball a little bit higher on that gun. in this appearance and the last time we saw him. The 2-1, that one at the knees called a strike, 94 that time, 2-2. And his first appearance back from the IL after missing almost two full months. Went three innings pitch, three hits, gave up a run. Foul tip stays in the mid of Deschamps. Back-to-back K's to start off the day for Yandri. That's two down.
Now batting, number 27, Jose De La,
now Jose De La Cruz. He's stepping in for the third time. Singled in the left his first time up, was caught stealing. First pitch, caught and a miss out in front of that slider, 0-1. Yandri looks really good right now. The 0-1, slider can't come back into the zone. Stayed inside, 1-1. Fastball slider and a changeup in the repertoire for Rojas. 20-year-old out of Venezuela. The 1-1, that one skips. Three straight sliders to start off De La Cruz. Two balls, a strike. And the pitch. That one just below the zone. Fastball so close. Got some complaints, and Connor Crowell pointing right to his earpiece. 3-1. And the pitch. Ground ball, high chopper. That's going to be picked up on a dive by Toman. Throw across is not in time. Great effort by Tucker Toman. But De La Cruz with enough speed to beat it out.
Designated hitter, number 9.
So that'll extend the inning. An infield single for De La Cruz. That brings up Mike Rothenberg. There's some rain in the distance south of here. Out towards right center field here at TD Ballpark. Keeping an eye on that as the clouds are getting a little close, but I haven't checked the radar. First pitch, that one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. De La Cruz found out what it would be like to test his arm the first time. He opts to stay there at first base this time. Want to know to start off Rothenberg. The pitch, caught and a miss. Evens it up 1-1. Switch hitter batting from the left side here against the righty Rojas. That one he watches bounce in the dirt, 2-1 the count. Doesn't look like we're in much danger of getting that rain that's to the south of us. Small cell that looks like it's going to stay away from the ballpark. That one inside. Now a 3-1 count. Rothenberg, the solo shot to start off the fourth inning and make it a 4-1 ball game at the time. Now a 3-1 count to him. The pitch off the plate outside. An infield single and a walk extend this inning, put runners at first and second now for Abel Bastidas.
Third baseman, number 39, Abel Bastidas.
Rojas struck out the first two batters he faced. The infield single, pretty unfortunate. If it was any closer to Toman, it likely would have been out number 3. Now he's still looking for that third out. First pitch to Bastidas. That one in there for a called strike. Bastidas 0-2 on the day. Fly out to left and a strikeout swinging. Has a chance to extend the Lakeland lead The 0-1. Caught and a miss there on the change. The change up by Yandri. High to mid-80s. Came in at 87 that time. Looks exactly like the fastball until it gets about 15 feet in front of the plate. The 0-2, fouled off. 95 that time on the gun. Count stays at 0-2. Bastida stays alive. Righty looks in. Gets the sign from Nick Deschamps. Now he comes set. And the 0-2. Foul tip stayed in the mitt. Down swinging goes Bastidas. 3 Ks in the inning for Yandri. Leaves runners at first and second. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth coming up. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here. Bottom of the fifth. Angel Del Rosario is going to lead things off. Edgardo Ibarra back out first. Fifth inning worth of work. First pitch taken up and out for a ball by Del Rosario. 1-0 to start him off. Del Rosario reached on a walk, was caught stealing. His only trip to the plate. That one inside. Now a 2-0 count. He's yet to see a strike yet. 6 balls after that 4-pitch walk to lead off the third inning. 9-1-2 due up, Del Rosario, Toman, and Beltre. 2-0 pitch, off the plate, outside. 3-0 now to Del Rosario. Ibarra, who struggled to start off with his command in the fourth inning. Walk, hit, batter, and an infield single, then a couple wild pitches to score 2 runs. That one inside, another 4-pitch walk drawn by Angel Del Rosario. And that's going to get Andrew Graham out of the dugout for Lakeland. Was wondering how short that leash would be for Ibarra. Turns out pretty short. A 4-pitch walk is good enough to get the manager out and ask for a pitching change. Hasn't thrown the signal yet, and there it is. So Lakeland will go to the bullpen. I think it's Jake Higginbotham, minor league rehabber down here from Double-A. We'll confirm when he gets out to the mound, but a new pitcher for Lakeland when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is the lefty from Double A Lake Erie, Jake Higginbotham. He inherits a runner on first and nobody out here in this fifth inning. Lefty-righty matchup with Tucker Thoman at the plate, batting from the right side. First pitch, he grounds foul left side. 0-1 to start him off. Thoman 0-2 on the day. Two flyouts, one to right, one to center. The line for Ibarra not completely finished, depending on what happens with Angel Del Rosario over there at first base. Four-plus innings of work, two hits, three runs, two of them earned. Four walks and six Ks. Lefty out of the stretch. The 0-1. That one just below the zone. Thoman takes it for a ball, 1-1. Higginbotham looking right over at Delro. Now kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Thoman going to ground, getting away from that one. Two balls and a strike. Delro has already attempted one steal. He was unsuccessful. We'll see if he tries to take off. Get the potential tying runner in scoring position. A 2-1 count to Thoman. Lefty kicks, fires. That one a ground ball left side, picked up by Bastidas over to second for one, and first is high. That's going to go off the railing of the Blue Jays dugout. Missed moving Thoman over to second by about an inch and a half. Sent Kendry Rojas, Abiezel Ramirez, and one other who I can't see flying away from that railing. Lazaro Estrada is also included in there. One away now for Manuel Beltre. Ground ball left side. This could be two. Bastidas over to second, over to first. Much better that second attempt on the double play. And that will end the inning. 5-4-3. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 4-3.
Put your anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Da, da, da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand the damn.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Lakeland. Archer Brookman, Manuel Sequeira, and Christian Santana. First pitch taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Brookman. Yandri Rojas back out for his second inning worth of work. Gave up an infield single and a walk in his first inning, but three Ks. That one misses just inside again. Yandri kind of throws up the hands like, hey, where'd that miss? But again, ABS is making the calls. Righty kicks, fires the 2-0. God, and a miss. 93 on the gun that time with the fastball. 2-1 the count. Brookman yet to record an official AB. Two walks and a run scored so far tonight. Now the 2-1. That one in there. Fastball in her third. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Rojas kicks, deals. Slider couldn't get him to chase. No, called strike three. ABS liked it. And down looking goes Brookman. That looked like a pitch that would have never been called a strike by a normal everyday umpire. But it just clips that low outside corner. Sometimes ABS helps you, sometimes it hurts you. That time it helped out Yandri for his fourth K. First pitch, did he go around? He didn't. 1-0 to start off Manuel Sequeira. Started to offer at that fastball, but able to hold up the bat. 0-2 with two flyouts. One of them a diving effort by Roque Salinas. That one off the plate outside with the fastball. 2-0. Four outs recorded by Yandri, all via the K. Now the 2-0. Caught and a miss on the fastball. Yandri, all but one pitch in this inning has been the fastball. Now a 2-1 count to Sequeira. Lifted. In the infield, shallow center, actually. Kept carrying. Now Kelvin DeCastro calling off Roque. He'll make the grab. Kelvin was moving all over the place over there. I'm surprised he stuck with it. Roque looked like he had a pretty good angle at it. Undoubtedly was talking to Kelvin. But DeCastro, the second baseman, makes the grab for the F4. And that's two down. Now, nine-hole hitter Christian Santana. He's also yet to record an official at-bat. A walk and a hit by pitch with a run scored. First pitch in there for a called strike. Another quick update around the league. Bradenton now taking a 3-1 lead over Fort Myers there at Leacom Park. That one lifted. We'll get to the rest later. Roque moving all around for that one. The wind's carrying it back to the foul line, but he makes the grab at about medium depth in right field, and that'll end the inning. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Yandri. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 4-3.
Inside of me, excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. Lottie, daddy, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
Yeah, I'm sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jake Higginbotham back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch to Dylan Rock is in there on the outside corner. 0-1. Dylan looked a little surprised that that one was called a strike, but again, it is ABS. Lefty-righty matchup. Checking his swing, it's in there. 0-2. 3-4-5 hitters due up in this half inning. Rock, Salinas, and Santiago. An 0-2 count to Dylan Rock. He's walked his first two times to the plate. Now he calls time. Both those pitches very, very close. Just catching that outside edge. The 0-2. That one low and outside. Very close again that time. But it goes for a ball 1-2. Jupiter and Daytona, they're currently in the top of the third. 2-0 lead for the Tortugas over the Hammerheads. That one in the dirt. Did he go around? He did not. Rory Hawkins, the umpire on the bases, throwing up the safe sign. 2-2. Tampa and Clearwater, they made it to the bottom of the third. They're now in a delay. That small cell that passed south of TD Ballpark did end up catching Baycare Ballpark. Cut and a miss there by Dylan Rock. He goes down swinging for out number one. First strikeout of the night for Jake Higginbotham. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Higginbotham, the 27-year-old, trying to get back to Double-A Erie. Was acquired via trade as Roque tries to lay down a bunt. He's lucky that ball didn't hit him while he was outside the box. I think it went between the legs if my eyes are telling me the truth. 0-1 to start off Roque. Pitching in his second game here for the Flying Tigers on this rehab stint. Spent all of last year at Double-A with the Mississippi Braves. That one, a ground ball left side, picked up by the shortstop Santana. Strong throw across. That'll be out number two. Two up, two down. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in for the third time. An infield single his last time up. That loaded up the bases, and Andrew Graham's coming out of the dugout. So he will not face Higginbotham, it seems. There is a righty warming up in the pen for Lakeland, and Andrew Graham's giving Higginbotham the claps, and there goes the signal for Rory Hawkins to run over to the left field bullpen. So that'll do it for Jake Higginbotham. An inning and two-thirds worth of work, and Lakeland going back to the pen. We'll have a new pitcher when we return for the Flying Tigers. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom of the sixth. Glenn Santiago stepping in to face the new pitcher, number 38, right-hander Eric Mendez. Mendez on for the sixth time as a member of the Flying Tigers. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one lifted up in the air. That drops over the head of Christian Santana and into left field. Off the end of the bat, had just enough steam to get over Santana, the shortstop, and extend this inning with a two-out single. Second hit of the night for Glenn Santiago. He's now got two-thirds of the base hits for the Blue Jays. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, line, that's into right center field for a base hit. Santiago, he's turning around second. He's headed to third. He's going to get there without a throw. That's something I've noticed a bit as of late for Glenn Santiago. He's been great at taking that extra bag. Jaden Rudd with a single, moving Santiago from first to third. Now Raquel Castro has got a chance with runners out the corners and two down. Back-to-back base hits given up by Eric Mendez. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one low and outside. It skipped, kept in front by Archer Brookman. 1-0. Mendez kicks deals, that one low and outside. Mendez originally signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks as an international free agent out of Aruba. Got released in May of this year. Move over to first and back in easily was Jaden Rudd. Got released on May 23rd. Signed with the Tigers organization about 2 weeks later on June 5th. Spent a little bit of time in the Complex League. Getting acclimated to the Tigers organization. There goes Rudd. That one lifted high up down the left field line. It's hooking. That's going to be a foul ball. Raquelman got way underneath that one. But it had enough juice to get up and out of play over the netting, and it's 2-1. Jaden has to head back over to first. He would have been there easily at second. Mendez comes set. Now move over to first again. Back in with a head first dive is Jaden. Second disengagement for Mendez. That can give Jaden an extra step, step and a half on his lead. 17 of 20. There he goes again. Throw down to second's not going to come. Brookman with a pump fake. Opts to hold on to it. Jaden in there with a stolen base. His 18th of the year. He leads the team. It was called a strike on DeCastro. Now a 2-2 count to him. Two runners in scoring position. Righty kicks fires. That one, a broken bat it seemed, off the handle and caught out there. In between a liner and a pop-up, Abel Bastidas hauls it in, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays put runners on second and third. They can't score anybody. We'll head to the seventh, two-thirds of the way through this ballgame. It's still 4-3. We'll be right back. We're back here, top of the seventh. Yandri Rojas back out for a second inning worth of work in relief of Eliander Acalde. Top of the order due up for Lakeland. McLaughlin, Gold, and Jenkins. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off McLaughlin. Three up, three down inning. The last time up for Yandri Rojas. An 0-1 count to start off the center fielder. The Blue Jays had runners at second and third. Couldn't score. That one a soft, shallow popper into center field, and Jaden Rudd able to track it down, make the grab for out number one.
Second baseman, number 19, Luke Gold.
Now Luke Gold up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3 with that 3-RBI double. Fly out and a strikeout otherwise. Righty-righty matchup. Rojas kicks, deals. That one in there. Nice slider inside corner to start it off 0-1. No balls, a strike. That one fouled off right side, up and out of play. And Luke Gold quickly down 0-2. That game in Clearwater still in a delay. Kind of surprised. That cell looked like it was moving pretty quick. Now the 0-2. That one just missed. Yandri thought he got him looking, but to no avail. 1-2 now the count. Caught and a miss, waving out at that slider. Down, swinging goes Gold. Fifth strikeout for Yandri. And that's two up, two down, bringing up Andrew Jenkins.
First baseman, number 26, Andrew Jenkins.
Yandri looking as good as he's looked all year. 40 pitches so far. He hasn't lost a step. First pitch to Andrew Jenkins. That one fouled off top of the screen. 0-1 to start off the first baseman. 0-for-3 on the day, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. He was the second batter that Yandri faced when he entered the ballgame. He struck him out. The 0-1, that one, low and outside. Wind has shifted here at TD Ballpark. Now coming in from left field. And the 1-1. God, and a miss. That slider pulling the string on it. That pitch by Yandri is working extremely well right now. One ball, two strikes. Yandri comes set, kicks, and fires. Fastball, ground ball, right side. That's going to be out of the reach of Raquel Benicastro and into right field. Infield shaded over to the left side with the righty. The pull hitter coming up, and he chops one the other way. That'll extend the inning now for Jose De La Cruz. Now righty-righty matchup again. De La Cruz up for the fourth time. 2-for-3, first pitch. He grounds just to the right of the first base bag. 0-1, the foul ball. A little bit of a scare there for the Blue Jays, but it was to the right of that bag. One on, two down. Rojas shakes out the first pitch. First signal there by Deshaun. Now he comes set. Popped up, back up, and out of play. Now 0-2. Top of the eighth in Bradenton. Marauders have extended their lead out now to 4-1. They're looking to win their fifth consecutive contest. Blue Jays lost all three to them over the weekend. The 0-2, and the pitch. Caught and a miss. Nasty slider. Got him swinging to that one way out there. Two Ks in the inning. Leaves the runner at first. Now six Ks on the night for Yandri through three. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. It's stretch time here in Dunedin. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast.
We're back here, bottom of the seventh. Nick Deschamps going to lead things off for Dunedin. 8-9-1 hitters due up. Deschamps, Del Rosario, and back up to the top with Tucker Thoman. Lefty-righty matchup, Eric Mendez, who got the last out of that sixth inning. Back to start off this seventh. That one cut out and missed. 0-1 to start off Deschamps. 0-for-2, 2 Ks on the night, both swinging for Nick. Righty comes set. The 0-1. That one lifted towards right center. That's going to fall. Off the end of the bat now. Wide turn around first by Deschamps. He's headed back to first. He'll settle for the single. His first hit of the night. Fifth one on the board for the Blue Jays, and that'll bring up Del Rosario. Delro still yet to record an official AB. He's actually yet to see a strike all night. 2 4-pitch walks for him so far. First pitch looking to lay down a bunt. He fouls it back. 0-1. Trying to at the very least move the tying runner in scoring position here in this seventh inning. In the best case scenario, he utilizes that speed he's got to reach base himself. The 0-1, that one he swings at, into left field, and chasing it down with a dive is Manuel Sequeira. Nice grab out there and left by Sequeira. That's one away, that'll keep one on for Tucker Thoman. Second diving play we've seen tonight. First is by Roque back a bit ago. First pitch to Tucker Thoman. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. 0-for-3 on the night, but batting from the left side for the first time. Switch hitter facing a righty. The 0-1, that one off the plate outside. Evens it up 1-1. Deschamps over there at first base. Not really a threat to take off, just 1-for-1 on the year. Now move over to first. Back in with a dive is Deschamps. First disengagement for Mendez. Looked like Deschamps was trying to potentially time up that delivery of Mendez with a hop as his last step on his lead. The 1-1, lifted left side. That's hooking over towards the left field corner. Sequeira on his horse. He reaches out, and that's a foul ball. Out of his reach. Sequeira charging towards the wall at full speed. Out to that left field corner where the gate to the bullpen is. It was just too far away. So Deschamps back over to first base. Toman back to the plate, a 1-2 count. Mendez looking in. He comes set. The 1-1, rather 1-2. Ground ball over to second. Could be two. Over to second for one. First in time. 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, and we'll head on to the eighth. Top of the eighth coming up here at TD Ballpark, 4-3. Lakeland leads. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 5-6-7 hitters due up. Mike Rothenberg, Abel Bastidas, and Archer Brookman. Back-to-back switch hitters to start off against Yandri Rojas, who's in his fourth inning worth of work. 47 pitches through three. The righty comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one missed. 1-0 to start off Rothenberg. 1-for-2 on the day with that solo shot to start off the fourth inning. That's the difference in this ballgame so far. He also reached via walk. That one bounces. Now a 2-0 count to start off Rothenberg. Two switch hitters, then a righty. In this half inning, due up to face Rojas. Now the 2-0. Upstairs. A 3-0 count to start off Rothenberg. See if he's got the green light with a 3-0 count. He's already shown off his power tonight, so Yandri's got to be careful. 3-0 pitch. He did have the green light, and he bounces it foul off the front of the Blue Jays dugout, and it's 3-1. Taking some time as Roque had to go get that ball out there in foul territory. And now he's back in position, and Yandri's back on the rubber with the ball. 3-1. Rojas comes set. And the pitch. That one in there. Yandri right back in the count. 3-2, it's full. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Fastball at the knees. Strikeout number 7 on the night for Yandri. Got all the way back from 3-0 to get the K.
Third baseman, number 39, Abel Bastidas.
Now Abel Bastidas up for now the fourth time. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, in on the hands, lifted left side. That's going to fall for a base hit. Delro quick to get to it. It's going to keep Bastidas at a single. Inside out of that pitch to left field. That'll put a runner on, one away now for Archer Brookman. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Brookman. That one low. 1-0 to start off the catcher. Yandri now at a career high at the single-A level in strikeouts in a single game. Caught and a miss. 1-1. His only appearance where he's had more was back last year in the Complex League where he went 5 innings with 10 Ks. Setting a single-A career high for him. Now the 1-1. That one low. Two balls and a strike to Brookman. Watching that slider go by below the knees. Bastidas over there at first base. Aboard for the first time tonight. That one at the knees with a fastball. 2-2. Bastidas not really a threat to take off. He hasn't done so all year. 2-2 pitch. Did he go around? Either way, called strike three. Down looking goes Brookman. Strikeout number 8 for Yandri.
Left fielder, number
That's the third looking of the night. Now Manuel Sequeira. Yandri's got his A stuff tonight. 59 pitches, trying to get through his fourth inning. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. Runner on first and two down here in this top of the eighth. The 1-0, that one low as well. Fastball yanked it a little bit. Still nobody warming up in the pen, it looks like, for the Blue Jays. Yandri didn't like that ball. Now he's asking for a new one. Gets it from Deschamps. Back on the rubber. 2-0. Two-o pitch, that one off the plate outside. Now a 3-0 count to start off Sequeira. Strikeout 38 strikes, 24 balls on the night for Yandri, 62 total. Now 63, that one in there. He already came back from 3-0 down once. Three balls and a strike. Yandri kicks, deals. Lifted back and out of play. A full count now. Bastidas on first. He'll have a head start. Full count and two down. The righty comes set. And the payoff pitch. Ground ball foul towards the Lakeland dugout. Good enough to keep Sequeira alive. 0 for 3 on the night, two flyouts, and a pop out. Now Yandry's asking for another new ball. Learning from the mistake of Edgardo Ibarra. He asked Connor Crowell for time about three or four times. Full count, two down. Payoff pitch again. Off the end of the bat, foul ball right side that time. Just getting a piece of it was Sequeira, and it's good enough to keep him alive again. Andre checks first. Now he comes set. Third full count pitch. Here it comes. That one low. Ball four. Sequeira fights two off. Ends up drawing the walk. That'll bring up Christian Santana. And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Yandry. His leash runs out of some slack. Donnie's going to come out and take the ball from the righty. But a great appearance for Yandry. 3.2 innings of work, 8 Ks. He's responsible for the runners on first and second. New pitcher coming in for the Blue Jays. I believe it's Grayson Thurman. We'll talk about him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top of the eighth, two down and two on. Grayson Thurman enters a ball game for the 24th time for Dunedin this year. 1-1 record with a 4.66 ERA through 29 complete innings of work. He's tasked to get the final out. Christian Santana, the nine-hole hitter, is the man he'll face. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low. 1-0 to start off Santana. We didn't see Thurman at all in the Bradenton series. He did warm up and get hot, but was not needed. That one lifted up in the air. It's coming back. I think it's going to get out of play, and Nick Deschamps is going to watch it as it bounces on top of the booth to my right. 1-1 the count. Runners at first and second in a one-run ball game. Thurman will likely get through an inning in a third if all goes to plan. Ball and a strike. Thurman kicks, deals. That one in there. Low inside corner. Fastball 1-2. Time called at the plate by Santana. Now he digs back in. Thurman comes set. Caught and a miss of that pitch in the dirt. Looked like the splitter that time from Thurman, and it completely fooled Santana. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Lakeland leaves runners on first and second. Bottom of the eighth coming up. The Blue Jays still down by a run. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride.
We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch taken for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. That one inside. Now 2-0. That one in there for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Now the count to Manuel Beltre. Blue Jays down by a run. 4-3 here, bottom half of the eighth. That one in there. Now 2-2. New pitcher on for the Flying Tigers, number 24, Cam Brown. Minor league rehabber here from Western Michigan. High A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, 2-2. That one lifted in the air to center. Right there is J.D. McLaughlin taking a couple steps in. He'll haul it in for out number one.
Designated hitter number one, Dylan
Rock. That's going to bring up our very own minor league rehabber, Dylan Rock. He's up for the fourth time now. 0-for-1 with two walks and a run scored. First pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1 sent high towards left, but that's going to be a foul ball. Rock got all of that one, but was in front on that 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Now down to the count 0-2. Cam Brown, the 25-year-old out of Central Michigan. Started off the year here with Lakeland. That one misses low and outside. 1-2 now the count. Gone out to a 3-0 record with a 3.48 ERA through 17 games, 20 and two-thirds innings for Lakeland before getting the call up to High A, where he pitched just 8 games for Western Michigan before going down with injury. Was put on the IL. Now back rehabbing, trying to get back to the High A level. That one in there, low outside corner. Gets Dylan Rock looking, and that'll be two down.
Right fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
Two quick outs now. Roque Salinas, first pitch, lifted towards left center. That's going to stay up long enough, though, for Manuel Sequeira. And he'll haul it in front of the warning track for out number three. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the ninth. If the Blue Jays are going to win this game, it's going to be on the walk-off. Top of the ninth, 4-3, Lakeland leading.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights ending alone. Conversations with a stranger.
We're back here, top of the ninth, top of the order coming up for Lakeland. J.D. McLaughlin, Luke Gold, and Andrew Jenkins. Blue Jays went three up, three down in the bottom of the eighth. Now they've got some work to do in the ninth, and Thurman's going to have to keep this a one-run ball game. 1-0 to start off J.D. McLaughlin, that one low and inside. Thurman comes set, the 1-0. That one, a line shot up over the glove of Kelvin DeCastro and into center field. Leadoff single for McLaughlin. That's his first hit of the day. Second hit of the day. And that's going to bring up Luke Gold. Another righty-righty matchup. Runner on first and nobody out. First pitch, that one popped up, back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Gold. McLaughlin is a threat to take off. 7-for-7 on the year. There he goes, cutting a miss, throw down to second. It's a good one, and in time is McLaughlin. Oh, I thought they got him. So did Raquelvin. Close play. Strong throw by DeShama. That pitch low. It's an 0-2 count to Gold, but now on second is an insurance run for Lakeland. Eighth stolen bag of the year. He's still yet to be caught stealing. Now the 0-2 pitch upstairs. I thought for sure Rory Jenkins was going to throw that fist for the out. Now the 1-2 pitch by Thurman, fouled straight down and to the left, staying alive. ball and two strikes. Thurman definitely has some work to do to keep that runner at bay. The 1-2. And that one's in there. Called strike three. Gold checked his swing, but it didn't matter. One away. Now Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman, stepping in. Second strikeout for Thurman. Now the first baseman stepping in. He's 1-for-4. First pitch, that one missed for a ball, 1-0. Four to three ball game here, top nine. Thurman checks second. Checks it again. Now kicks, fires the 1-0. That one fouled down into the left over to the Lakeland on deck circle, where it's picked up by De La Cruz and flipped over to the bat boy. 1-1. Thurman kicks, fires that one up and in. Two balls, one strike. Ground ball, left side, picked up by Beltre. Runner stays at second, throw across in time. 6-3 put out, that's two down. Hard hit off the bat of Jenkins, but Beltre only had to move a step to his right to get the pickup. Now Jose De La Cruz. He's 2-for-4. Single on the left and an infield single in the fifth inning. First pitch, that one outside corner, called a strike. Fastball dots up the outside part of the plate, 0-1. They have now resumed that game in Clearwater. Chopper left side foul. Now down 0-2 is De La Cruz. He'll call time. Bottom of the third at BayCare Ballpark. 4-2 now the lead for Clearwater. Jupiter has come back. They've taken the lead against Daytona. The Hammerheads up 5-2 over the Tortugas. And then Bradenton and Fort Myers went final. Cut and a miss. Big strikeout there for Thurman. The single, the stolen base, and then he gets the next three. We'll head on to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need a run. It's going to be Glenn Santiago, Jaden Rudd, and Raquelvin DeCastro all due up in this half inning. Cam Brown coming back out for his second inning worth of work. Blue Jays need a run. We'll be back. Bottom of the ninth coming up here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom of the ninth, 4-3 ball game. Blue Jays need a run. Cam Brown back out for a second inning worth of work. Needed just 12 to go 1-2-3 against the 2-3-4 hitters. Ready matchup, first pitch, that one in there for a strike. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Santiago 2-for-3, infield single and a single on the left his last two times up. That one bounces off the plate outside and back to the backstop, 1-1. Now the 1-1, caught and a miss, 1-2. Blue Jays trying not to drop their ninth straight ball game. That one lifted high up in the air towards left, but not deep enough. Couple steps back with Sakara, now a couple steps back in. He'll make the grab, and that'll be out number one. Glenn just got a little underneath. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd. Jaden started off the day 0 for 2, 2 Ks. He singled into right center field his last time up. First pitch, caught and a miss. Late decision to swing on that fastball. That looked a little off the plate, 0-1. That one in there. Now quickly down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, caught and a miss. He goes down on three pitches. Now the Blue Jays are down to their final out.
Second baseman, number 19, Raquelman DeCastro.
Now Raquelman DeCastro up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3 so far. Strikeout, ground out, and a pop out. First pitch, that one inside. Taken for a ball, 1-0. Righty-righty matchup, DeCastro, potentially the last chance for the Blue Jays. That one into right center field. That might drop. That will be caught. What a play. Jose De La Cruz with a diving grab. And that will do it here at TD Ballpark. A fantastic play out there in right field by Jose De La Cruz, robbing Raquelman of a base hit to keep the game going. That'll do it for this ball game here, this opening game of this six-game set between Lakeland and Dunedin. Final lines are as follows. Lakeland scored 4 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. Your Blue Jays scored 3 runs on 5 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Jake Higginbotham. The loss to Eliander Acalde, and the save goes to Cam Brown. Blue Jays fall to 6-13 here in the second half. Lakeland, who had been on a 12-game winning streak before Sunday, get back in the win column now. Winners of 13 of their last 14 games. Your Blue Jays losers of 10 of their last 11. We are back tomorrow for game 2 of this 6-game set between the Flying Tigers and your Blue Jays. Game 2 scheduled to start at 6:30 with the first pitch, and coverage will begin here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, can't wait to have you back tomorrow night. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Flying Tigers win 4-3. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'd be lying if I said I knew the way. I just eat and then pretend that it's gourmet. I've had terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days. But I'm a G, can't you see that?
Yeah. need you to hold. Not too far away. We all know I should be the one to stay. We all make mistakes. Take my hand and hold.